Our next item is Sandstone Subdivision, revised record plan on Road 229.
This is a request to delete the proposed clubhouse and swimming pool. This application received preliminary approval for 49 lots October 13th of 2005, and the commission granted final approval on January 7th of 2008. The clubhouse and swimming pool were not conditions of the preliminary approval, but they were shown on the preliminary site plan and the final site plan. Four of the lots have been sold to individual property owners. The remaining 45 lots have been taken back over by the bank. It's Artisans Bank. The four property owners wish to have the clubhouse and the pool deleted due to the cost of construction and maintenance for four property owners. We received a letter from their attorney stating that they would agree to sign a waiver, and I received the signed waivers today.
Okay, so you do have all four signed waivers. They know exactly what they're giving up. Okay.
I believe it stated that they were aware of that the clubhouse and pool will not be built.
Okay.
And the revised site plan has that area listed as common open space for recreation for the residents now.
Okay. Well, we'll give council a chance to look at that, make sure they're in order.
If the project's completed and they all lots are improved, then those parties could then decide if they want to build a pool or
they could
clubhouse.
They could come back in with a site plan to
develop their open space there.
Okay. Well, I think that's important. You know, this is a very dangerous situation here with people buy these lots, you know, anticipating certain things are going to be done. And but as long as everyone's in agreement that they're okay without it, I don't see any harm. I don't see anyone being harmed by allowing it to pass.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
I just have a question in relation to what the letter from those four property owners stated, which it implies that they're responsible for building the clubhouse and the pool. And typically that responsibility is on the developer, not on the individual lot owners. So I'm concerned that whether there's some misinformation presented to them as lot owners, that they're liable for this construction. I understand the maintenance part of it. I mean, that goes without saying when you're part of a subdivision and your homeowners association is responsible for maintenance, but that implies that they're responsible for building it.
No, and what the waiver is actually fairly extensive in reading through it, and it makes clear that they are waiving any representation that the subdivision will include any site amenities such as, but not limited to, a pool, clubhouse, tennis court, basketball court, bocce ball court, or other active recreational facility. It also says nothing here and will preclude the undersigned, together with other owners of lots, from installing the improvements if they want to. You know, it's basically everybody saying, look, we understand it may not be built. We're fine with that. If at some point in the future we want to do it, we can, but we're not looking to do that. So it sort of leaves it up to them if they want to or not, but they're fine without having them. So, I mean, and it's not like a one-liner waiver. I mean, it's
right.
They've got an extensive sort of whereas section, and it pretty clearly says what it is that they're agreeing to. So.
In the area where the pool and the clubhouse were proposed to go, there is a paved parking lot that was built to serve that open space. So there is and right not too far from that is a top lot with a pavilion building that's an open, sort of like a carport type structure, but it's got concrete floor and three or four picnic tables so the parents can sit there with the children as they play in the top lot. So it's what they've done already was pretty decent. And then he did build a parking lot that would have served the clubhouse. And there's a large green space right now that would be, if they ever chose to make an improvement, they could by choice.
And if I read the comments from Mr. Abbott correctly, the pool and the clubhouse, that wasn't a condition of the approval. so.
Yeah, but if they're on the final site plan and that site plan has been signed by everybody, that.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's not a question. That wasn't a question.
Yeah.
Just that it wasn't a condition of approval.
Right, understood. It wasn't something we imposed on, sure, right, understood. Got it.
Showing on site plan is the same as proffering it in presentation.
Right.
It's still there.
Right.
Okay. And that, gentlemen, might be something that would concern me is I'm wondering, you know, how my vote at that time 6 years ago for preliminary and what 4 years ago for final may have been swayed by what I thought was going to be built, particularly if this was a cluster site type subdivision that had to show a superiority, to a standard three-quarter acre lot subdivision. So I think we'd benefit from having at least 4 or 5 votes here on this one.
And I agree with Commissioner Smith. I think if we're going to make a substantial change in a subdivision, whether or not it's been built yet or not, but something that had the full commission to act upon, I would prefer to have full commission to be making some of those decisions on significant changes. And I would consider a removal of a clubhouse and a swimming pool to be a significant change.
And was this in fact a cluster? Do we know?
It was a half acre.
Oh, okay.
Half acre lot.
So there wasn't really a requirement for design superiority?
When that went through the public hearing process, no.
All right. Well, still in all, though, I think you've got enough. It's a serious enough issue that if you wish to defer it, I'd certainly.
Mr. Chairman, concerning the request to have a revised record plan for Sandstone subdivision on Road 229, my motion is for deferral this time to give the full commission an opportunity to weigh in on it.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the Sandstone subdivision revised record plat on Road 229 to allow the time for the full commission to consider it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.